In what I can only assume is a test to see if the horseshoe theory is true, there is a subreddit called Stormfront or SJW, and it is exactly as awesome as it sounds. People post something they've found from either a social justice website or a Stormfront website, and they blank out any references to race or gender, and you've got to guess, was this said by a social justice warrior or was it said by a neo-Nazi? It sounds like a lot of fun to me, so let's take a look at a few. Just so you know, I took these screenshots about 8 hours ago, and I didn't pay attention to what was what. I just went through a bunch of the ones on the page, so I literally have no idea what I'm going to be reading. You know what the hell, let's keep score as well. So, Stormfront or SJW/Radfem. Similarly, I'd like to see and live in a blank-only town, maybe even a blank-only state, though that becomes legally problematic wrapped up. Social justice warrior. I cannot see the Stormfront guys saying problematic. Yeah, I fucking know, as a fucking radical feminist. That was a nice easy introduction. Regarding 9/11, anyone who is willing to drive a plane into a building to kill race is alright by me. Shit, that actually could be either one. I could totally see a social justice warrior saying anyone who's willing to drive a plane into a building to kill white people is alright by me. But conversely, it could well be a storm fag saying Jews. So, I'm guessing storm fag. I don't think the social justice warriors generally accept 9/11 as being a good thing. And I'm 2 for 2. It could well have been white men, but in this case, it was Jews. I mean, how many Jews were in the World Trade Center anyway? And don't these guys think that the attacks were planned by Mossad anyway? How do race have opposing race friends? That already doesn't sound like the sort of thing a Stormfag would say. This is just so hard for me right now. Too many problematic opposing race to... Yeah, this is a social justice warrior. I am sure of it. Yeah, knew it. The word problematic is a dead giveaway. How do people of colour, especially black people, have white best friends? What? Maybe they're not racist. I don't... That'd be crazy. Why would they not be racist? If only we had a virus. Now that sounds a lot more like the storm fags, doesn't it? I despise the very ground enemy walk on, because they have tainted it with their very presence. I wish an astute and very brilliant our people scientist would come up with a virus that would only attack them and wipe out the enemy population. Can you imagine? The world would be much more peaceful, non-violent and safe environment in which to live. Okay. I don't think this is actually a storm fag. I think this is a social justice warrior. Because not many of them seem to talk about peaceful, non-violent and safe environments to live in. Ah, this is too easy. Jesus Christ, listen to this. I hate them too. I despise the very ground males walk on because they have tainted it with their very presence. Fucking hell. Just... I'm so tired and fed up with men trying to fix everything when they are the very ones who have perpetuated the problem in the first place. Fucking Jesus. They are all fucking assholes who take up valuable resources and oxygen. They think it's their duty to lord over us, to subdue us and tell us what we can and cannot do. Those bastards. I hate them with every fibre of my being, and I hate everything they are and everything they stand for. Imagine being so full of hate. I don't even hate this feminist shit. It's just annoying and stupid. Okay, they have a genocidal plan. It appears there is a genocidal plan against my race people. The desire of many of those in power is the maintenance of one particular race being in charge. Enemy race and their institutions have created inferior-minded my race people with a slave mentality. This has got storm fag written all over it. Genocide of the white people. The Jewish institutions have created white people with a slave mentality. Well, fuck me. It was a so... Well, I don't know if these people can be called social justice warriors, but they're definitely not storm fags. But yeah, Nation of Islam. Didn't see that coming. Okay. Ethnic Swedes have no sense of identity. I think that's what makes many Swedes jealous of immigrant groups. You have a culture, an identity, and a history, something that brings you together. And what do we have? We have Midsummer's Eve and such silly things. Well, This has got to be a storm fag, a Swedish storm fag, presumably, who's... No, maybe not. Maybe not, actually. Maybe... No, yeah, no, I'm going to go social justice warrior. I fucking knew it. Sweden, yes. Look at this. Look at the self-hatred. Oh, anti-Swedish rants. Just... Allahu Akbar, Sweden. Just good fucking luck. Their culture. Race culture does indeed engender extreme narcissism, which is also a major hallmark of a people who are sociopaths. A people who are sociopaths. An entire people who fucking... It's got to be social justice warriors, hasn't it? That actually has to be. So, not even storm fags are going to say that all black people are sociopaths or all Muslims are sociopaths. I mean, surely. Well, that's me proved wrong. I thought it was the social justice warriors who would plumb any depth, and you would think that there was nowhere left for them to go but up, and yet they would find another step down. But the storm fags are right in there with them. Two peas in a fucking pod. Oh, wow. Finland has the lowest child poverty rate in the world because nearly everyone is white. Why does Finland have the lowest child poverty rate in the world? Oh, I think I know the reason. One, nearly everyone is white. Two, nearly everyone is white. Three, return to number one. Plus, they have lots of refineries for Russian and Norse oil. Literally, these countries are so white that they don't even track the percentage of racial and ethnic minorities because the numbers are too small. This is a social justice warrior. The storm fags don't talk like this. Social justice warriors talk like this. This is someone from Tumblr, in fact. That's, I'm calling it. I fucking knew it. And for fuck's sake, Finland, why can't you be more like Sweden? I love this as well. Nearly everyone is white and everyone benefits from a history of colonialist exploitation. I must have missed the Finnish colonial empire. For fuck's sake, Tumblr, not every white country had a fucking empire. Having sex with blank needs to be treated like the disgusting fetish it is. Showing up barely on porn sites and hidden away in dark corners for $49.99 a month. I would never do something as disgusting as that. Now, I probably would have guessed Stormfag if they had used the term degenerate, but they didn't, so I'm guessing social justice warrior. This link was broken, if I recall correctly, but it goes to Tumblr, so I'm guessing that it was having sex with white men, or just men, should be treated as the disgusting fetish it is. And sorry, Infernal Satan, they're not kidding you. It actually is a social justice warrior. It's the phrasing, it's the terminology you have to look out for. The enemy wants people to overcome their differences, but we won't be fooled. Blank rhetoric isolates people from their community, history, and culture. It keeps people from being able to articulate themselves and ask for what they need. It promotes a false sense of unity that only serves to further the enemy ruling class. Could be Jews, couldn't it? In fact, I reckon this is Stormfag. Fuck, really? A Tumblr? Shit. That really did sound like something a neo-Nazi would have said. I don't hate them. To answer your question, I do not hate enemy. I understand them as the violent animals that they are. Let me put it this way. Do you hate sharks? Yet you hear about shark attacks that brutally kill people. Same holds true for poisonous snakes, bears, and other animals who kill humans. You do not hate them. You recognize that they are animals and you treat them accordingly. Same is true for blank. It could be either, couldn't it? I could quite easily see this being a storm fag saying niggers, or a social justice warrior saying men. I'm actually not sure what to go for, but I'm gonna go social justice warrior. This is their opinion of men, I think, more than the storm fag thinks a non-white person is. Oh, fucking hell, really? Nigger mania, really? could have been either one, I guess. Could have been either one. I like the way at the top they say that this is not an Aryan, racist, KKK, white power, anti-Semitic, anti-Hispanic, or anti-Oriental hate site. No, it's just an anti-black hate site. Well done. But personally, I do not hate niggers. At all. How terribly progressive. Oh yeah, regarding the undeclared war. The blood of the victims shown here and the victims that are yet to be is also on the hands of those who make such things possible. So it's very obvious that Group 1 are dangerous to Group 2. It's got to be a storm fag. This has got to be talking about white genocide. Or something like, if there were no Muslims in Britain, they wouldn't have raped any white girls. You know, I actually think that this was more of a lucky guess. Because the more I think about it, I'm pretty sure I've heard feminists and social justice warriors say there's no getting around it, men are just dangerous to women. If I'm going to be honest, I really think this was actually a complete fucking fluke. You must love the women of your race. I was just thinking about other races and cultures and how much they cherish and love their women and place them on a pedestal above everything else. And then I look at our race, men, and they literally have entire communities on Twitter and Instagram dedicated to shitting on their own women and putting other races above their own. I don't get it. Fuck, that could obviously be a storm fag, but it could also be a black social justice warrior. I'm going to go social justice warrior. This was another one where the link is broken, but I'm guessing that offendwhitedevils.tumblr.com is probably a social justice warrior site. 9/11 wasn't a terrorist attack. Oh shit. 9/11 was a protest against US foreign policy with Israel. If anyone was to blame for 9/11, it's America itself. City was bombed after the war was pretty well won. It was retaliation against the race. These were innocent race lives that were brutally killed. 9/11 a terrorist attack? I think not. This has got to be social justice warrior. This has to be. I mean, there is a nice good dose of victim blaming here that, frankly, I don't think the storm fags would actually do. I don't think they would say that this was America's fault, that mudslimes bombed the World Trade Centers, or Jews bombed the World Trade Centers, whichever they think did it. No fucking way! It was actually the storm fags. Shit. Well, I mean, I suppose they hate the Jews as well, but... Oh, fuck. See, this is the thing, when these groups just, like, hate everyone, it becomes really hard to tell. Oh, man, some of this stuff is just crazy to read. 9/11 does appear to be tied in with another kosher hoax. The tragedy of Dresden. I'm glad you reminded me of it. This, too, would not have happened if it were not for the kikes. I'm sure that's true. Right. Okay, and last question. Blank scientist Negroes like Neil deGrasse Tyson spewing ahistorical XX shit in the name of science. Would a social justice warrior use the word Negro? I don't think they would. I think they'd find it triggering. Stormfag. Fuck! I can't believe social justice warriors use the word Negro. Fuck. Got scientists, Negroes like Neil deGrasse Tyson spewing ahistorical, anti-native, anti-black shit in the name of science, because white science said. Yeah, what the fuck, Neil deGrasse Tyson? You should be listening to Jonathan McIntosh and his indigenous scientists. Most scientific thought as you know it isn't scientific, but shaped by white patriarchal bias of people who claimed authority on it. Which is presumably why Neil deGrasse Tyson is spewing it. He's presumably got, like, internalized racism or something. Well, I had a lot of fun at Stormfront or SJW. This was fucking brilliant. I didn't even have to have my Men Kampf Google Chrome plugin activated. So, you know, this is fucking amazing. I've left a link in the description. I do encourage you to check it out. It's fucking funny. Really fucking funny. A 9 out of 15, that's not bad. That's not a bad score, considering how fucking difficult it is to tell these things apart.